It is.
It's Thursday.
You are correct, sir.
Did I win?
Yes. You won, all right.
What did I win, exactly?
You won.
Your job.
Your job.
Your job.
Now get back to work.
You know what? I need a raise.
Anyone? Coffee, anyone?
No. Coffee is for closers only.
I don't get paid enough for this.
It's
showtime.
And if you want to win, you got to play the name game.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The name game name for the 7 o'clock hour is Kenya Caraway. Kenya Caraway, you have until 8 to call us at 396-5477, 396-5477. So you have a chance to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. Kenya Caraway, 396-5477.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
First off, it's chilly this morning. Grab a jacket. You'll need it. Temperatures are in the 40s, as we expected they would be. But the second thing is, National Hurricane Center just said something interesting in their 8 o'clock update. They said, I'll go ahead and read this. It says, Gulf disturbance becoming better organized and a tropical or subtropical storm is likely to form later today or tonight while the system generally moves northeast. So when they say the word storm, that means it'll get a name, and the next available name is Nestor. It's spelled N-E-S-T-O-R. So Air Force Reconnaissance will investigate the system later today. For us, nice day, high 72. Clouds increasing tonight because of the tropical system, low in the upper 40s. Friday, mostly cloudy as the Gulf system approaches and moving generally in our direction, high 72. Then risk of some tropical rain beginning in the overnight hours Friday night into Saturday, periods of rain, breezy, with the system passing probably a little southeast of us based on what we know now, high 71. Then nice Sunday behind it, high around 80. Strong cold front arrives Monday night with maybe a line of strong to severe storms, perhaps. Right now this morning, looking around the area, Montgomery Airport 48, Prattville 47, Alexander City 45 here at 704.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Just got a message from Facebook friend Lee King who says you just went through the area on 65 going to work at Hyundai. The interstate was open, the other side, northbound, backed up pretty far, but at least moving, if moving very slowly. That's a first-hand eyewitness account. Let's get the latest from Skipper.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident with a fatality early this morning on I-65 northbound just before Fairview Avenue. Traffic is very backed up on I-65 before you get to Fairview Avenue. They are still working this accident. There's one lane of traffic open by it at this time, and they are working very hard to get it cleared. If you're on I-65, you're going to be there for a bit. Just try to hang in there and be patient. Elsewhere around the city, normal traffic flow for a Thursday morning, and we have no other accidents to tell you about at this time. We will keep you updated if you'll keep it right here. Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring the family for a night out with dinner at Mellow Mushroom and Wingers, then a movie at AMC Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we got random facts coming up in just a couple of minutes. Yes, there is, Virginia, a convoluted introduction to random facts today. We'll give away a $10 food out of the gift certificate, and here are some of the specials. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you're a weekend grocery shopper like I am, there's some incredible deals. A pound of Kaneka smoked sausage, $2.98. Their regular price, which is about $3.60, $3.68, that's lower than you pay at the big chains. This is significantly lower. You'll find that the first time you go to food outlet, if you pay attention to what you pay at the chains, and have been living under the illusion that somehow you're going to save more money because they have more stores, it's not true. I want to imitate Charlton Heston in Soylent Green, running through the stores saying, They're charging you retail. How about this? Boston Butts, 88 cents a pound. Again, this is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Baby back ribs, $1.98 a pound. Coke products, the 2-liter bottles are 88 cents. Half gallon of Jay Scott's favorite, Bluebell ice cream, all flavors, $3.97. They want $7.99 for the same half gallon at the chains. Again, you'll save everywhere. Sandwich bread, 77 cents a loaf.
Have you seen eggnog show up in the food outlet yet?
Not yet.
When you go get your chicken this weekend,
I will ask Danny.
Yeah, pop over to the dairy section.
And see what they got. Need some cricket dust if you can do that, and I'll pay you. Cricket dust?
Tuesday you'll pay me?
I'll pay you Tuesday for some cricket dust today.
If I can't give you a bottle of cricket dust, my goodness, after all you've done for me.
Then you're free and clear for my birthday.
Hey, how about a case? Let's see, medium eggs, 55 cents a dozen. I mean, these are incredible prices, but it's this way every week at Food Outlet. So start saving real money. We paid for our new refrigerator a couple of years ago with the savings of shopping at Food Outlet every week. And locations in Millbrook at 3543 Highway 14.
Think about not only the money you've saved, think about how many people have said, hey, thank you for turning me on. Think about the amount of thousands of dollars you've saved many people. Does that make you feel more special?
It does. Well, I've had people actually say that. You know, I didn't know about Food Outlet.
Right.
Until I went.
We hear it all the time. People call us.
And I'll take a selfie with you in the chicken tender department on Sunday morning. Because, yes, I am taking pictures of the chicken tenders. So, Bailey, I call them Bailey Grahams.
Do people look at you funny when you're taking pictures of the raw
Only
chicken?
When I wear my raincoat. And I'm doing it. But Bailey must know that when Monday rolls around, there's going to be fresh chickens.
Yep.
Freshly grilled downstairs. And those are so good. They're big. You dip them in a sauce. And if you're trying to lose weight, chicken's a great way to go.
They look like this.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. That's
8 o'clock.
And by the way, it's not just that I set aside five. I picked the five most consistently sized chicken tenders for Bailey.
Yeah.
I packed them in a cooler on Sunday with ice and put them in the car. So there's no way I'm going to show up here on Monday chicken-handed.
Right.
Empty chicken-handed. Because I just would not want to disappoint our girl.
Right.
At 7:09, we've got your local news and then random facts.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Happening today, Alabama News Network is partnering with the Department of Labor for a job fair at Selma University from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Dozens of employers will be on hand with thousands of job opportunities. The reward for information that will help find Camille McKinney is now up to $25,000. The FBI is involved in the search for the 3-year-old that also goes by Cupcake. Police say she was kidnapped from a birthday party on Saturday. Anyone with helpful information could contact 911 immediately or Birmingham Crime Stoppers. A group of civil rights leaders known as the Courageous Eight were honored yesterday at Alabama State University. The eight individuals led the peaceful protests in Selma that led to the 1965 Selma to Montgomery March. Their portraits were unveiled at ASU and will now be a part of a national traveling exhibit. And those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
October 17th is National Pasta Day. So today, enjoy a big plate of your favorite pasta. I'm going to have Honey Boo Boo's favorite, Sketti. Yes, spaghetti with a rich country crock and ketchup sauce. Move over, Paula Deen. Mama June is the real down-home cooking genius. Have a happy National Pasta Day.
And now, at 7:13, it's well past the time for
Random Facts.
Simple, easy, tight.
Yeah.
Effective.
It was, yeah.
Judges.
Did its job. It was fine. It was good. Fine.
Good. I don't have to go slinking away in shame.
No.
A slinking.
I mean, you know yourself that you have had, I don't want to say better, because I don't want to make sound, but you know yourself, you've pulled off some amazing ones that really you could have gone out on.
It wasn't until we started doing these focus group get-togethers. We have one coming up Tuesday at the pizza place right after happy hour. That I find this stuff out, that people actually do listen for these things.
Yeah.
So, when they're not there, yeah, sure.
Back to you, Jay.
Did you know the earliest verifiable evidence of alcohol comes from Zhejiang, China, if I'm pronouncing this correctly. It is between 7,000 and 6650 BC.
The Zhao is silent.
Yeah, Chemical analysis showed that it was a fermented drink made of grapes, hawthorn berries, whatever those are, honey, and rice.
Interesting.
Did you know that Pope John the 22nd banished something called polyphony? I'm not sure. It's dual tone vocalization that is used in religious chants and music.
He banished it from
Catholic worship services in 1322 because it was thought to be the devil's music.
The devil's music? Yeah. The devil's lettuce? What else? The deviled eggs?
In reality, it had more to do with it being overly complex and too great a divergence from traditional Christian music, and that it would cause people to become too focused on the music rather than the service.
I have to interject here. That's a rather mean-looking dog that you have in front of my face there.
I just posted him on Facebook. He's licking. Yeah, he looks mean, but he's trying to lick the plastic cover to a vending machine.
Oh, I see. That's through a window. Okay, I got you.
When you're on a diet and you see snacks. Right. I thought it was kind of funny.
Back to the devil, your devil's music.
I'm getting old, so I'm posting animal videos on my Facebook page. So,
because that's what happens.
I'm looking for a cat video at the moment.
And did you know there's a road in Scotland called Electric Bray? B-R-A-E? Is that how they would pronounce it?
Bray.
I don't know. There's a road in Scotland called Electric Bray where everything rolls uphill. It's an optical illusion, but you can go there and park your car. Uh-huh. You'll be facing downhill, but if you put it in neutral, you'll start to roll backwards.
That's cool. Have you ever seen videos like that?
No, I want to say that I have, optical and I still haven't figured it out, yeah.
Right.
Is it similar to the effect you get like when you're in a parking space? But you have your car turned on, but you haven't moved yet, but the car next to you starts to back up and feels like you're moving forward.
Doesn't that freak you out?
It does. I feel like I took my foot off the...
Yeah, because you think you're moving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you know? Now, this article comes from 2011, so I can't say that it's correct now, but back in 2011, at this time, 10% of the photos in the world were taken in the last 12 months. That was in 2011, and I honestly feel like that percentage has probably gone up since then.
I'm sure.
Easily, I would agree.
Just this morning, I've taken a
picture. Well, you've been sending around that picture of Jay's towering
thing. We'll leave it there.
I'll tell you off air what somebody else told me about it. Did you know the first in 10 graphic system for drawing on TVs to create an on-field marker to help TV viewers identify first down distances?
It's magical, yes.
Yeah, it was conceived and patented in 1978.
By a French company, right?
Well, by a guy named David W. Crane.
Uh-huh.
It also won 2 Emmy Awards.
It is the most amazing thing in the history of football as far as coverage on TV. Isn't it?
Well,
yeah, I wonder how many people are at the stadium who are maybe not the swiftest people who think, where's the yellow line? looking for the yellow line.
From what I'm reading on the comments here, when this thing was first deployed, the computer filled an entire big rig trailer.
Sure.
Now it's about the size of a washing machine.
Right.
To get it to do what it needs to do. So
yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yep. Did you know in Texas, the school homecoming dance corsage, you know, Kelly lived in Texas for a while. I'm curious if she knows anything about this. The school homecoming dance corsage, usually given by the guy to the girl, has evolved into a hugely elaborate item known as a mum, with some almost eclipsing the wearer. And sometimes weigh up to 20 pounds and drape to the floor.
This is a corsage?
It's a corsage. I mean, you know, it's Texas. Everything's big in Texas.
Rich, do you remember when you buy your first corsage for prom?
I remember how expensive they were.
$3.25? Are you kidding? Just for a flower?
Then you had to keep it in the refrigerator.
Yes.
Connie Hartenfield got her first collage from me.
I had a tragic tragedy with mine. I bought a corsage. Stashed it in the garage, and the temperature fell below freezing.
Oh, no.
And the next morning, I had a nice shriveled...
collage, right?
I hope. Yeah. Corsage. Shriveled, yeah. Corsage. So I had to go buy another one. I was like, you can't give her that. It's dead. Frozen to death.
Did you know... and I meant to look at this. Tactile blister or corrugated paving, I think. Corrugated paving, I believe is how that's pronounced. I'm probably wrong.
Corrugated paving.
Yeah. It's used at street crossings. You'll see it at street crossings, and I'm trying to see if I can find. Yeah, it's the one that's got the bumps on it. The bumps on the lines and everything else. Yeah.
There's a signal coming up, or you have to slow down.
Well, no, it's on cross. It's at street crossings right before you get to the street and at train stations as well. It's there to warn blind people and visually impaired people,
right?
Of different situations that are in front of them. So, if it's, I guess if it's lines or something like that, that means you're at a train or some kind of something like that, or if it's bumps, you're at a street with cars instead of something like that.
Yeah, so I did not know that.
Well, it's amazing what we don't know when we don't have to deal with it.
And,
you know?
And then there's crosswalks now talk to you too, you know, for the blind. You can walk now.
Yeah. And when we come back after this break, we'll talk about a Civil War memorial.
Okay.
That is not in the United States.
Oh.
The Holland Tunnel, a Liberian president, and NASA all coming up.
Is the Liberian president the one that sends us the emails?
No, but it is corruption. It is corruption.
Well.
So.
It is 7:21. Our friend is going to call what time?
Friend's going to call what time? I'm maybe 8.
Okay. While we take this break, we do the most electrifying story of the day. That was earlier this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. But just a reminder that when you have any electrical need, whether it's installation, repair, if you notice something, don't wait. If you hear a buzzing sound or anything else unusual involving power within your home, electrical fires are about as thoroughly devastating as anything that can happen. Well, you know, we've had a couple of our own in the Blue Water family go through that nightmare. Get Mr. Electric out. Get certified master electricians. You don't have to worry about who to call. You get the very best. They come out. They assess what you need done, whether it's a repair, installation, or a diagnosis on something that is not obvious to you. They give you an upfront price on the work, and that is what you pay. And when they say they're going to be there at 2 in the afternoon, that's when your doorbell will ring. They clean up any debris that's created from the installation or repair. Do a phenomenal job. We have used them to install our Ring doorbell system. We have used them to install security lighting. We have used them to move an outdoor outlet to a place that was far more convenient. Things like that. I'm not skilled or crafty in any way. You know, I can hammer a nail or something like that, but stuff like this, unless you really know what you're doing, right, let the best do it. That's Mr. Electric. Go to MrElectric.com for more information, or just call them at 245-1566, but you never have to think about who to call the next time you have a need. Mr. Electric.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta-potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, continuing to update you on the I-65 accident earlier this morning near Fairview Avenue. If you're headed northbound on I-65, you're going to be sitting there for a few more minutes. They have a lane open, and they're trying to get that completely open for folks headed northbound. Southbound's doing fine, but northbound is stacked up a good bit. You're going to be in traffic for a few minutes. Just be patient, and you'll get by there. Elsewhere around the city, we have our normal traffic load this morning, but we have no accidents to report. Please drive carefully and buckle up. Enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State Community College. Classes start January the 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
Ahoma, ahoma, ahoma. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, here's part 2 of today's
Random
Facts.
All right, let's start off with the Scottish-American Soldiers Monument in Edinburgh.
Okay. Edinburgh.
Yeah. It is the only monument outside of the United States dedicated to the American Civil War.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I did
wonder
not know
why
this.
They...
The Scottish-American Soldiers Monument. I think there were a lot of folks from Scotland who were here at the time.
Interesting.
Could have been one of my ancestors, too. The McBeans of Scotland.
McBeans?
That's part of my family tree.
Is that right?
What an, I'm glad I didn't get stuck with that name. Greg McBean.
McBean.
All right, McBean.
McBean.
Remember McFly?
Yeah.
Did you know the construction of the Holland Tunnel in New York used 15,000 square meters of tiles called Tunelia? T-U-N-E-I-E-L-I-A. T-U-N-E.
The Captain and Tunelia.
Tunelia, yeah. They were custom made by a tile factory, Rako, R-A-K-O, in Czechoslovakia, Europe. The entire order was supervised by an American engineer and shipped overseas as a whole. Did you know former Liberian President Charles D.B. King earned himself a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records?
How?
The most fraudulent election reported in history. He won the 1927 election with 243,000 votes. However, the country only had 15,000 registered voters.
Oh, little problem there.
Wow, so. It's like Chicago.
Yeah, you know, those dead people.
Yeah, they
are voting for you.
And
I just like the old saying, my mother was a Republican until she died.
And finally, did you know that NASA launched a satellite after the USSR launched Sputnik? However, it crashed in 3 seconds. The press dubbed it Kaputnik.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mad Magazine used to use that word a lot. Roger Kaputnik.
Yep. And those are all of your random facts.
All right. We hope you're paying attention. Jay and Rich are going to caucus on a $10 food outlet pop quiz based on something Jay passed along. There were a lot of complicated words in that one, so who knows what they're going to ask. In the meantime, let me uncomplicate your holiday shopping by suggesting you visit Brian Jewelry in Prattville. I know Lynn many years now. I know the staff up there. It's just a fantastic group of people and a great local business that can get you as good or better a deal on any gem, any type of jewelry you're looking for. In fact, before you even go, visit the website because it's beautiful, it will impress you, and you'll have a chance to sign up for the Brian Jewelry Club, which will allow you to save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. That's a great deal. When you're stuck for ideas, these are the people to see because they'll ask the probative questions necessary to learn about the person you're shopping for and make suggestions based on the information you provide. And something that's very easy to do for any gift-giving occasion, if you're celebrating the birthday of somebody who's a big, passionate fan of Auburn or Alabama, they have separate showcases for each school featuring merchandise you will be proud to give. I know because I've given it, including somebody here in the studio. And something else this year that it was my first Christmas purchase back in August. How about that? I'm thinking ahead. You can, too, and you'll enjoy the holidays more when the heavy lifting on gift-giving is taken care of well in advance. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, and online at brianjewelry.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the First and Ten graphic system, where it puts the on-field marker helping TV viewers identify the first downs.
Mm-hmm.
When was that conceived and patented? Oh. What was the year?
Oh. I don't remember the year because I've been futzing over here.
A little bit of significance to the year.
But at least
tomorrow there will be.
But I remember being impressed by it. Well, that's really cool. Now we know how fun it is.
Tomorrow there will be. Hint, hint.
Oh.
Maybe that gives you an idea.
That's going to help us on the year.
All right, 272-9228 is the number to call. Let's see what's going on 65 with that major wreck this morning.
This
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have a big backup on I-65 northbound before Fairview Avenue. We had an accident there early this morning with a fatality. It is still stacked up. They're trying to get it cleared up, but if you're in traffic on 65, just try to be patient. East South Boulevard is really busy this morning. I think a lot of people are using that for a detour to get out of traffic and to move around the city. Use caution there since it's a little bit greater load than normal. Elsewhere around the city, we are busy, but no accidents to report. Drive carefully this morning. Keep it here for more traffic updates. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Brenda's got first crack at today's $10 food out of the pop quiz question. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How are ya?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing just fine.
We are.
Good.
Do you know what year the first and 10, the line marker thing was used on TV? Not first used on TV, but when it was patented?
1978.
That is correct.
Absolutely. And Jay, what's the historical significance of 1978 and tomorrow? I don't get it.
That's when you first got the weather station.
And and then
they just put it up yesterday.
39 years later.
Yeah, exactly. Finally got the,
Well, you have won a $10 food outlet gift certificate, and it'll be
great.
Fun.
Great, I can go get me a Boston butt.
Excellent.
Not just a Boston butt, but 10 pounds of it. No, 11 pounds of Boston butt.
Exactly.
And still have change left from the 10. You hang on, and we'll get you jam up a jelly type, 3 pounds of Kaneka sausage. You can, in fact, Larry, the guy that did that magnificent job filling his basket with his certificate,
right?
He was at Baumhauer's last night helping us welcome JT and Leanne, who are, we could fit both of them on one mic some morning. It would be.
They're a blast.
They really are. They really are terrific people. And I did not know Leanne is a grandma.
Phone number?
Somebody that youthful.
And they are very young. They're both young.
Beautiful little girl. She was just showing her off like crazy last night. It is 7:34.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
All right, so interesting developments here in the last little while from the National Hurricane Center, indicating now that that Gulf system called Invest 96L is becoming better organized. Using their words, a tropical storm or subtropical storm could be forming later today. In fact, they said it's likely. Air Force reconnaissance will check it out later. It's a chilly morning out there this morning. Definitely need the jackets. A textbook perfect day. Lots of sun. High 72. Nice breeze. Clouds come in tonight because of the Gulf system approaching the coast with upper 40s tonight. Friday, mostly cloudy. I think we're dry during the day, 72. Then the rain from this tropical system on its current path would come in during the overnight hours Friday night into Saturday. Maybe Tropical Storm Nestor. It's possible. And periods of rain Saturday, breezy. Saturday's high 71. Nice Sunday, high around 80. Then a strong cold front arrives Monday night that could have some strong thunderstorms associated with it in front of it. Right now this morning, it's chilly. We're at 48 at the Montgomery Airport, and the cool spot now would be 45 in Alexander City at 735. And our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire are ready to serve you now and in the middle of the night and the middle of a holiday or any time, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. I just had them out to the house the other day. Fortunately, they not only fixed very quickly my issue, they found another issue that I didn't even know about. Two birds with one stone, right? Plumbing by Lukewire, they have the whole house plumbing inspection where you can have your whole house checked out. And it's great peace of mind. Who knows what kind of problem might be lurking under that sink or behind that dishwasher, right? So give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
We'll have a conundrum coming up, and Bo Holt is on the phone. Good morning, Bolt.
Hello.
Hi.
Bo, are you there?
Maybe.
Bo?
Bolt?
might have had gone away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see who this is. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi. Hi, who's this?
It's Bear.
Bear?
Yeah.
Yes, Bear.
Hey, Bear.
I'm sorry, but when I hear that word, I have to respond like that. Yes,
hi, Bear.
How y'all doing this morning?
We're good. Are you a first-time caller?
No, we spoke.
Bear? No.
No, we spoke with
No, I usually call later in the day, but...
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
I happen to be up earlier than usual this morning.
And we're so glad that you are.
And I got my phone fixed, obviously.
Good deal.
That's a good deal, yes. Yeah, you remember the other day was clicking... We had that clicking
sound.
Yeah,
yesterday, actually, it was clicking.
Yeah. See? I have a trapdoor memory for a gracefully aging hot show toast.
Okay, and what I was going to call in and say is I wanted to be there with y'all last night at Baumhauer's, but I couldn't get somebody to go with me.
Oh, you sound so cute.
Because either they were broke or tired.
Right? Yeah, that's life now.
My life.
That is life
now.
Yeah,
and I wanted to be there to meet, you know, all of y'all, to meet y'all and meet JT and Leanne, because when I was in middle school, actually, I listened to them a lot, so.
Well, they're going to be coming back, I'm sure, because they had such a great time last night, and you can come this Wednesday. Maybe you can find somebody who got paid.
Yeah, that's what I'm
because
what I was
Joey
planning
and
on.
Jack Campbell are going to be there. It's going to be their night to celebrate.
Oh, yay.
And we don't bother with Jay because we know that's a waste of time.
Oh, poor Jay. Yeah,
well, no.
I'm a waste of time.
No. Not that Jay's a waste of time, but we...
Knowing that he will be
honor,
there.
Yeah. We honor Jay's needs.
My only issue is the fact that I get done with work at 3. I live in Prattville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Baumhauer's doesn't start until 6.
Yeah, I understand.
And...
That's a good excuse.
I tell you, I'm...
Well, usually what it is I work at Cracker Barrel over in Prattville.
Yeah.
So what it is that usually I'm working from like 7:30 in the morning, usually now on Wednesdays, until like 3 o'clock, and then I'm done. I'm tired. I'm done.
Hey, maybe one day we ought to run up to... the Cracker Barrel in Prattville and see if we can't have a flapjack with B.
Sounds good to me.
I'll be seeing y'all because they're moving me from serving to hosting, so y'all will definitely see me first thing when y'all walk in the door.
You work on weekends?
Weekends, sometimes.
Because I've got buddies up there, Prattville Farm Center and Brian Jewelry, and I'll be heading up that way soon, so I might drop in and surprise you.
Well, y'all come on in.
Thanks for the invite.
And y'all can come enjoy some buttermilk pancakes too.
Glad you got out. The day I break keto, I will break it with buttermilk pancakes because I miss them. Thanks for the call.
Take care. And y'all have a great day.
You too.
Now, when you hear somebody like that, how can you not love a listener with that spirit?
Well,
right,
we've got great spirit. We've got great listeners.
You just
got
to meet. Friends that aren't so poor.
Yeah, poor or tired.
Or tired, yeah. Don't look at me.
I do it. I'm not exactly...
I'm winning in both of those departments.
I'm not exactly what you call a spring chicken, but I make it to Baumhauer's every week. Here's James P., and you have a traffic blurb for us?
Yeah, there's a car on the interstate, 65, right before you get to the Day Street exit, that stopped right in the middle of the interstate. It's a van, and it's got 65... coming into town, backed up big time.
Man, that's so dangerous. How does
the
car
It's just sitting there. It's just sitting there.
Is there anybody in it?
Oh, yeah. A couple of guys sitting in it.
A couple of more.
See, I felt bad. This happened to me. I was lucky enough to be at a stoplight because my alternator failed out on me in my car, and luckily it was on recall, so I had everything fixed without having to pay for it. But it wasn't on a busy road, but it was on Birmingham Highway 31. I was at a light, and my car decided, well, this is it. This is where I'm stopping. And it was nerve-wracking because I could not get the car off the road. You couldn't crank it. You couldn't move it. I could put it in neutral and then push it, but... there was no way to direct it in where to go or anything.
Right.
I had a very kind person pull over in the side of the road, help me get it out of the road. But every time people were coming up to it, I was nervous.
I've never had it happen to me, but I've worried about something like that, especially on those in those cities where you have, what, 8 lanes across?
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know?
Well, anyway, I just want to let y'all know. Hey, one other thing. Yeah. Greg.
Yes.
You saw that Tin Lizzy is being considered in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, with their one big hit.
Oh, but they had another hit. You know, do you know who, what group started out as Tin Lizzy?
I know that I've heard this before, but I cannot recall the answer off the top
of my head. The Lemon Pipers was one of the biggest.
Green Tambourine. Pipers. Yeah, Green Tambourine.
Well, anyway,
and a few other songs. Rice is Nice and a few other songs, too. Yeah.
Rice is Nice.
That was one of their lesser hits. Upper mid charter.
Anyway, guys, y'all have a nice day.
Right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. We got Fox Business at 7:41. A conundrum coming up.
Fox Business Report. Morgan Stanley is reporting a stronger than expected summer quarter. JetBlue is planning a transatlantic partnership with Norwegian Air. The arrangement will allow customers to book on each other's flights. Norwegian's been selling discount flights to Europe, but so far does not have a U.S. partner, so passengers need to go outside the company to transfer flights in the U.S. Ford is launching an electrical vehicle network in a partnership with Amazon and Electrify America, a charge business owned by Volkswagen. It will have 12,000 charging stations and more than 35,000 charge plugs in North America. Netflix shares are higher after it reported strong global growth in the summer quarter, though in the U.S., its number of new subscribers was weaker than expected. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
The IRS has the power to take your property, garnish your wages, and even send you to jail for back taxes and unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to kick in your door. Call Kick IRS today. At Kick IRS, we protect you from bank levies, wage garnishments, and asset seizures. No matter how much you owe, Kick IRS will resolve your tax debt and kick the IRS out of your life once and for all. Call Kick IRS right now at 866-KICK-IRS. That's 866-KICK-IRS. Or visit us on the web at kickirs.com.
It's Throwback Thursday, and you get to post all those photos from years ago that clearly show how much happier you were before becoming a slave to social media fads.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. The reward for information that will help find Camille McKinney is now up to $25,000. The FBI is involved in the search for the three-year-old that police say was kidnapped from a birthday party on Saturday. Anyone with information on Camille McKinney, who also goes by Cupcake's whereabouts, should contact 911 immediately or call Birmingham Crime Stoppers. Happening today, Alabama News Network is partnering with the Department of Labor for a job fair at Selma University from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Dozens of employers will be there with thousands of job opportunities. A group of civil rights leaders known as the Courageous Eight were honored yesterday at Alabama State University. The eight individuals led the peaceful protests in Selma that led to the 1965 Selma to Montgomery March. Their portraits were unveiled at ASU and will now be a part of a national traveling exhibit. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Simba. It is time on News Talk 93.1 for Animal Stories. Wolfman, bring us up to the vocal. Not bad.
Not bad. Wolfman's getting better and better.
Animal Talk Up.
Yep.
All right, today we are going to learn about a cat in a renovation catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
Yeah. Here it is. Cats, you know, love to wriggle their bodies. My geisha used to do this all the time and do all sorts of unfathomable places because they're so flexible. A Reddit user said that meant an air duct. We were in the middle of remodeling our house and went out of town for the weekend. We got back and couldn't find our cat.
Oh, where's your little kitty?
Realized I had left a ladder leaned against the wall right below an air duct and saw claw marks around an open air duct. I instantly assumed I would be fishing a dead cat out of the wall and succumbed to my fail by slumping down against it, trying to figure out how to explain to my wife and three-year-old that I stupidly let our beloved cat to his doom. About that time, he pokes his head out of the duct and meows at me. Help me out.
That was a close call.
And now a doggy story.
Oh, I see that doggy. That's a nice looking dog. Is that a golden retriever?
It is. Yeah. And they're such great dogs. Yeah, they're like
great perfect dogs. Kids, too.
Yes.
It's family dog.
This one is entitled Caught Red Pawed. You can't blame a dog for trying, and certainly not when they sound super cute. My significant other and I have been trying to teach our dog to make less of a mess in our house. Specifically, not to pull toilet paper off the roll. Briscoe does that at our place. We weren't sure we'd be making any headway until one day we came home to find out that while we had been out, about 2 feet of toilet paper had been unrolled and then somehow rolled back up sloppily. All I can imagine is her playing with it happily, hearing us at the door thinking, oh, crap, and trying to fix the mess she made when she knew she wasn't supposed to get. So apparently...
That's funny.
Goldens can re-roll toilet.
Trying to re-roll it.
That's funny. And then finally, one of the most beloved smells in the world, according to scientific research. This is not a story about a specific animal. It's about an aroma. And you know what that smell is?
I'm afraid to ask what?
Puppy breath.
Okay.
The latest fragrance for men that will drive women crazy. Puppy breath. Puppy breath. Just one spritz, and she's yours.
Oh my God. What are you wearing? I think I love you.
Puppy breath. You'll smell just like a 6-week-old golden retriever puppy.
Who wants to give me some kisses? Who wants to give me some kisses?
Puppy breath from Calvin Klein.
Tomorrow, join us for the story called
Just Kidding Around.
Just kidding around, little kitten. All right, we have catastrophes happening all over the place on the roads this morning. Here's the latest.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have another problem on I-65, this time southbound on the Alabama River Bridge. It looks to be a disabled vehicle on the bridge. There is traffic moving around this vehicle, but it is very slow, and it's backed up past the Northern Boulevard at this time. So southbound has that problem going on. We still have a backup northbound into Montgomery just before Fairview Avenue. An accident with a fatality earlier this morning. It is still creeping there. Southern Boulevard is really busy. If you're coming in now southbound from Prattville, you might want to take an alternate route if possible. It's just a mess on the interstate. Everywhere else, traffic seems to be moving really well. Use caution out there and just try to be patient. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary cat dozers and wheel loaders
to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From our I Missed It News department, if you weren't up early, we played this.
Her name's Felicity Huffman, and she has been condemned. Now she's in a jumpsuit, they threw her in the pen. She's stuck inside a prison, but her sentence is light. But it's the longest 2 weeks of her entire life. No trips out to the day spa, no Hollywood yoga class. There ain't no more red carpet, how will she ever last? Showering with other inmates, she'll get the top bunk bed. Tried to send her kid to college, but got locked up instead.
On the other side of that coin, we have somebody who sent herself to college, racked up $75,000 in student debt. You know, it makes you wonder when you see these numbers, do these students appreciate how much money that is and how long it's going to
take? I probably not.
I mean, you expect somebody who's going to medical school over 10 years to hit that kind of a number. Yeah. But it seems to me that this student debt thing has just gotten far worse since the government got involved in it. 27-year-old Mandy Velez recently shared on Facebook she paid off the last of her $75,000 in student debt. Took 6 years to do it. And that's, think about that. Six into 75,000 is 13,000
a year.
So that's $1,000 a month. That's more than a mortgage payment.
And it's ridiculous.
It is. But she celebrated this week by having a photo shoot in Manhattan's Trinity Church Cemetery, where she wore black clothing and held balloons reading 102K. She captioned the now viral photos with, "Ding dong, my loans are dead. It's with immense pleasure I announce the death of my student loans. After 6 years, I finally killed them. It was a slow death, but worth every bit of the fight." She says her goal of being debt-free by 30 has been achieved. She lived off one-third of her monthly salary, ate a diet of salad, eggs, chicken, and rice. This is over 6 years. And said no to discretionary spending. That's they got to figure out a solution to this.
It's hard to do over that period of time. That's a long time.
It doesn't say what type of career she has, but that's an issue.
Yep.
I'm going to hope that Mr. Trump, with his financial wherewithal, wizardry, or whatever you want to call it, will figure out something. And I don't think he'll announce that until we get close to the next election. But that's, if he comes up with a winner, that's going to help a lot of people. I am very grateful to the people of the River Region for helping me make enough of a living here to get my daughter through college and degreed with no student debt, and now my stepson, Shondor, with no student debt. He's going to turn 20 in May. He's a junior at AUM.
That's he's phenomenal. He's an exceptional
business finance kid. And
have a little update on that traffic blurb, that disabled vehicle right in the middle of the Alabama River Bridge.
Yeah, the one the guy called about.
It was towed out of the way, and that should be opening back up in a little while. But Wendell tells me that everybody be patient, because the backup is almost all the way back to Prattville.
Jeez.
So take it easy on I-65. And there's that other situation now, Fairview.
Oh, the Fairview, yeah. That's been going on since before we hit the air this morning. Right. Let's talk about Eddie Bader, one of our Baumhauer buddies from the group on Wednesday night. Eddie is there frequently. He's a great guy, and he is well-networked, not just among people who are looking to find a home, but who want to sell one. And his gift is matching people up who are looking to sell and who are looking to buy or rent. He got us taken care of in very short order on our house in Bellwood West. And my friend Gary listed with Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group 2 weeks, and they got a deal on the house. 2 weeks. When it's time to sell a home, sometimes it's kind of urgent. You might be moving somewhere or transferred, and this is something you want to get done in short order. So, well, there's no guarantees, you want to give it to somebody who knows the meaning, who is the walking, talking definition of the word hustle. And that's Eddie. Call him at 322-0662. If you're looking to rent, too, matched us up with a great tenant at the house. And the Goodson Group is a great team of people. They're fun to work with. I know Bo, we've had him in the studio. These are people who are incredibly dedicated. But for high-energy results, Gary was thrilled. I got a text from him yesterday before we went to Baumhauer saying, 2 weeks, Eddie got a deal on my house. I am thrilled. Again, Eddie Bader, 322-0662 at the Goodson Group. Fox News is coming up, and then we'll roll out a conundrum and give away $10 of fine dining at the Seafood Bistro.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are in a slowdown coming in from Prattville on I-65 southbound, that should get moving here momentarily. We had a disabled vehicle on the Alabama River Bridge. A pedestrian towed the guy out of the way. So that should be opening back up and getting you moving here very momentarily. Also, I-65 northbound, still dealing with that accident just before Fairview that happened early this morning with a fatality. It is still stacked up back to the East South Boulevard. East South Boulevard is busy. Elsewhere around the city, we're looking pretty good. Just be patient if you're hanging out in traffic. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made for the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath.